when you
breathe. Nothing on you to breathe. There's no way, no way I can breathe without you. There's no way. No, there's no way. No way I can breathe without you. There's no way.
If you feel like I do, let's lift it up together.
There's no way. No, there's no way I can breathe without you. There's no way. Lord, I realize that without you, I am nothing. There's no way. No way I can breathe without you. There's no way.
Can you imagine not having him to breathe?
Won't be here.
That's the truth. He is. Every breath that we take. Praise God. Praise God. And we need him to breathe.
Yes, we do.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Everybody out there, the friends of the day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
This is day 206.
Woo!
Thank you,
God.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in this day. Anybody glad to be that alive today?
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Still here in spite of everything that keep going wrong. God is still keeping us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we need to praise his holy name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's our job for the day, is to give him glory.
Yeah.
Honor and praise.
Yes.
All day long.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And always bless his name.
Amen.
Continue to bless us over and over and over and over again.
Yes, yes.
Bless us when we ask for it. Bless us when we don't ask for it. Bless us when we want it. And bless us when we don't want it. He just bless, bless, bless.
Amen.
He's in the blessing business.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Anybody out there being blessed?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God for this beautiful day.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We love the Lord with all our heart and our mind, soul, and body.
Amen.
As he has commanded us to do so.
Yes.
Praise God. He is wonderful.
Yes,
magnificent,
yes.
Glorious God,
yes,
everlasting Father,
thank you, God.
Peace,
yes, God.
Peace, God, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
This time we're gonna go into our morning prayer. God, opening prayer for this afternoon service. I'm going to ask Dr. Steve if he will give us this prayer.
Okay.
I didn't know he's on mute, but I know he's. Dr. Steve Lewis.
Dr. Steve had to go out, Pastor.
Okay, well, you do it for him instead.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that as you allow us to go into this Zoom service, that you be the head of it, God. Yes. Let us give you glory, honor, and praise, God. We expect a word from you, God, and bless us to be doers of your word, Father. We bind the end on every hand, and we lose every good deed, every good thing you have for us, Father. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name, we pray. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Thank you, God.
We're going to ask Elder Darrell Swenson. He was the leader in the affirmation of faith.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We believe that God is the Father of all mighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteousness. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and eternal life.
All true believers.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank Dr. Monica Lewis for the prayer, and we thank Ellen Swenson for the.
Went down the wrong way.
Amazing faith.
Amen.
That today is coming out the book of Psalms and Second Chronicles and Psalms. Second Chronicles 20, verse 15. Second Chronicles 20, verse 15. Psalms 37, verse 1, and maybe 2.
37,
verse
1.
You said
37? 37.
Pastor, what was the other one? Second Chronicles?
Second Chronicles, chapter 20. Verse 15.
Bless you.
Found it yet? Second Chronicles.
Amen.
Chapter 20.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Amen.
Verse Okay. And he said, what was that? Reading. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours,
but God's.
But God's.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Psalms 37.
Fret not thyself.
Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down by the grass and withered as the green herb. Okay. Now, tell somebody this. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
God's got it.
God's got it.
Don't worry. God's got it.
Don't worry. God's got it.
Amen.
We hear it from time to time, but all of us at some time during the day or through the week find ourselves worrying about something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you intended to do so,
mm-hmm.
but it is a ploy of the enemy.
Amen.
Yes.
Trying to feed our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Negative thoughts.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Feed our mind with things that are bad.
Uh-huh.
With all the good that's going on.
Mellow.
Uh-huh. In the day.
Uh-huh.
And in our lives. It'll get you focused on one thing.
Uh-huh.
And it consumes your whole day.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You live your day in misery and in agony because you are worrying about things that you can't do a thing about.
Amen.
And you're wondering how you're going to fix it when you know you can't fix it. So we, Lord has told them to tell you today, don't worry.
Don't worry.
That's right.
He's got it.
Amen.
And it's not coming to you because you've done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming to you because it's needed for your good.
Amen.
You can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you only can live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But God exists throughout time and eternity.
My Lord.
He lives in every time zone, time, place that exists.
My Lord.
Okay, time is in God,
mm-hmm.
not in us. So then God is at the beginning of everything. He's in everything that's going on in the present. Yeah. And he's in everything that's going on in the future.
Amen.
And he'll be there at the end.
Amen.
So he knows when. He knows how.
Uh-huh.
He knows where. Uh-huh. He knows what.
Yeah.
He knows all these things when it is best to do something about it. mm-hmm. when it has accomplished its purpose.
Yes,
my Lord. Because
everything that happens to us has a purpose,
mm-hmm.
whether we see it or not.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose is there, and God is working something out in us.
Amen.
Okay, to that you may be all he meant for you to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All he intends for you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you ever will become, he is God.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is in him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can't do a thing without God.
Yes. Amen.
And so we move from time to time and from place to place. And we should be having joy
mm-hmm.
while we're doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
We should have peace while things are going past your wow. house.
Amen.
No, I'm talking about your house, I'm talking about you.
Uh-huh.
Not that building you in. But when things are coming past your house.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the word said, when this earthly house
mm-hmm.
of this tabernacle shall be dissolved. I got another home.
Amen.
Building not made by hand.
Mm-hmm.
But eternal into the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got two houses.
And mm-hmm.
this house we're in now is like a vacation house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your permanent place of living.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of these days we're going to return from our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And be back to our home mm-hmm. by Heavenly Father.
Amen.
So, in the meanwhile, God has put you here to occupy a place in His earth.
Amen.
For a purpose that is known only unto Him.
Mm-hmm.
It is not for our understanding. It's not for our wisdom and our knowledge.
Uh-huh.
It's for God's purpose.
Yes, my Lord.
God's will.
Yes.
All we need to do is follow
mm-hmm.
what He says.
Yes.
Do it the way He said do it, and live the way He said live.
Yes.
See things the way He said see them.
Uh-huh.
And when we can do that, we can move on in this life.
Uh-huh.
Less worries and less headache
mm-hmm.
than we do naturally have.
Because
these things are going to happen.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is not possible now for you to go through life without having trouble
mm-hmm.
because of what had happened in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
They were in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
No problems.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But since they disobeyed, they caused evil to come into the land.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's life will suffer some heartache, will suffer mm-hmm. some time that when we feel like nobody cares.
Mm.
In everybody's life, those things will come
mm-hmm.
because of what happened to us. But God is saying, don't worry.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yes.
Okay. It will come to you, but He won't allow it to overtake you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll yeah. come to you, He won't allow it to get you down.
My Lord.
It will come to you.
Amen.
Okay. And God said he will not allow it to come upon mm-hmm. you if you're not able to bear it.
Amen.
And since you think that you know that you know,
mm-hmm.
he allowed those things to come.
My Lord.
But sometimes we will contradict what God has said in his word. God said you can't bear it, or you can bear it, or he won't let it come on you.
Uh-huh.
And you said, I can't bear it.
Mm-hmm.
And because you said you I can't bear it, you set up a roadblock
mm-hmm.
between your deliverance, your victory, your peace, your joy,
mm-hmm. your happiness.
All yes, of these yes. things being blocked by us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because our mind has set us in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the word said, what a man thinketh,
so
is he.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you can't do it, then you can't.
Tell mm-hmm. it.
If you think you can, then with God you can.
Amen.
If you think you cannot endure, then you mm-hmm. won't endure. But with God, you should be thinking that I can.
That's
do
right.
what it said. Don't worry.
Amen.
He hasn't.
Yes.
We need to keep that in mind all mm-hmm. day long.
Glory be to God.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself worrying about something. Try to take your mind back to something that's pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the good that's going on.
Amen.
Think about how the Lord is there keeping you.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how the Lord has bought you.
Amen.
Think about all the good things that's mm-hmm. pure and honest.
Yes.
Think about all the peace and joy that God has for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't worry.
Yes, yes.
God got it.
Amen.
He got everything
mm-hmm.
in his hand.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Okay. And he said he even have you
mm-hmm.
and
Amen.
Me
mm-hmm.
in his hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He said he holds us in his arm, in his hand.
Thank you, God.
And no man is able to pluck us out.
Amen.
Okay, so if you're out of Amen. His hand, you must be in the system.
Uh-huh.
So jump back out of the system.
Amen.
And get back
I'm
in the
system.
Amen.
Don't allow the devil to sift you.
Amen.
God's got this problem. He'll let you endure.
Uh-huh.
And when you're not able to endure, he will take you out of it.
Yes, he will.
One way or another.
Yes, he will.
God's got it.
Thank you, God.
Don't worry.
Thank you, God.
The battle is not yours.
That's right.
It's the Lord's.
The Lord.
Amen.
So you need to ask yourself, what I'm doing fighting this?
Well, it's
not my battle. Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. my fight. You know how it is when some people be arguing, doing something that ill towards another person in your presence, and you find yourself jumping in there
uh-huh.
in your battle.
That's right.
You jump in there and put your two sticks in there. It's gonna happen. You make it matter worse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lead the battle to whom the battle is belong, and that
Amen.
Is God.
Yes.
Yes.
God told you vengeance.
Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
It's mine.
It's mine.
Yes.
That's what says the Lord.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say that's what said you.
That's what right.
said me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's the Lord said the vengeance belongs to him.
Yeah.
He didn't just say vengeance belongs to mine and left it there because then you could claim it yourself.
Bridget, uh-huh. Pastor, Bridget.
Vengeance is mine, duh. Says the Lord.
Yes.
It's the Lord
yes.
that said vengeance belongs to him.
Well, it's not
So leave it alone. It's the Lord's battle. You ain't got to get no revenge.
Amen.
Reason that mind. Mind is not good for you. Your mind is occupied by the devil. What's that? An out of mind. Okay, we'll take the devil in. Okay, keep your mind on him. And he will give you perfect peace.
Amen.
Yes, and let your mind stay on him. Glory be to God. So keep in mind that the battle is not yours.
Amen.
Don't worry about who blamed it towards you. Don't worry about who's trying to do it to you. Who's trying to do you in. Don't worry about how many trying to turn against you.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. It doesn't matter how many you got that got coming against you. The battle's not yours.
That's right.
God is God, and he can handle everything.
Amen.
Yes, he can.
He can handle everybody on earth at one time.
Amen.
Okay. God is through everything.
Yes, he is.
Psalm 37, it says, don't you worry about evildoers.
Amen.
Why are you worrying about evildoers? Why are you getting all in them frenzy over evildoers?
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Okay. Amen. There's going to be evildoers when you came. There was evildoers when you got here. There's evildoers while you're still here.
I know
when you leave, there'll still be evildoers. So why are you worrying about
them? Amen. Amen. Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
Okay. And don't be jealous because that seem like they get in the way. You get envious and think that they get in the way, then you want to do it too.
Amen, Pastor.
You get jealous to the point that, well, so-and-so is doing it. Why can't I do it?
Amen.
All right. God said, don't you worry about them. They get in the way.
Amen.
That's right.
He's going to handle them in his own time and in his own way.
Amen.
And then he may be using them to get you straightened out.
Amen. Take your
best. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
God uses people. All right.
Yes.
And he has to use people.
But
he's a spirit.
Amen.
He has no eyes except he use yours. He has no mouth except he use yours.
Right.
He has no tongue except he use yours. Okay, he needs you to speak for him.
Amen.
God got it. So don't you worry about evildoers. They'll soon be cut down. If you leave it alone.
Amen.
God said he will handle it. And that right early.
Yes, amen. Thank you, God.
But as long as you mess with it, you prolong the day of reckoning. Long the time of your deliverance.
Yes.
Long the time of your victory. Kicking the can down the road a little further because you interfering with it.
Amen.
Keep in mind, they will be cut down. You ain't got to see it.
Amen.
That's right.
You just got to know it.
Amen.
And God said amen. It's going to be so. And so it will be.
Amen.
Okay. So don't you worry about it. It may happen 20 years after you've gone.
That's right.
Okay. It's not yours, so why you want to see it?
Amen.
Teach
it, Pastor.
No, you don't have to see it for yourself. You just got to know what God said and do what God said and believe what God
said. Amen. Teach it, Pastor. Preach it.
Okay. Don't worry about evildoers that will soon be cut down and withered.
Hey.
It's just like you cut the grass in your yard. Okay, it dries up.
Yep.
Withers up.
Uh huh.
Turns brown.
Uh huh.
All in one day time.
Yep.
Mm. Okay. God will do it for you.
Yes,
He will.
If you just leave it alone.
Amen.
Then He asks you to trust in Him. Trust the Lord.
The Lord.
See, won't He do what He said He'll do?
Uh-huh.
Trust Him. Wait for Him. And He will bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to trust Him and believe Him. Okay, so trust in the Lord and do good.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Not bad, not evil. Do good.
Amen.
Okay, it's hard for us to do good to God all the time because we get tired of doing good. Why is it we get tired of doing good? Don't never get tired of doing evil.
Tell him, Pastor. Amen.
We don't never get tired of doing bad. But we'll get tired of doing good well, I just helped them yesterday.
Amen.
Well, you got something today, help them again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the shoe could be on the other foot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that you would be in the need of having that same help.
Mm-hmm.
And we reap what we sow.
Amen.
Yes, we will.
Okay. So shall that dwell in the land. So if you trust God, do good, mm-hmm. you're going to dwell in the land that He promised you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're going to have a good time and live and good life in that land that He promised you. And He said, and verily thou shalt be fed. So, if you dwell in the Lord, trust in Him, do good,
mm-hmm.
God ain't gonna let you have no want.
Amen.
And He's gonna feed you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it tell you in that fourth verse, delight thyself.
You, Lord.
And the also in Lord.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So find your pleasure.
Amen.
Find your joy.
My Lord.
Find your peace.
Uh-huh.
Find your happiness. Find it in the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You got to go somewhere else to get the joy.
Amen.
You got to go somewhere else to find your peace.
That's mm-hmm.
Okay. It's in the Lord.
Yes, it is.
Everything you said, everything you needed in Jesus.
Uh-huh.
But then live that life and start saying something and don't do it.
Amen.
If everything you need is in Jesus and then you say you need somewhere else, something else, then somebody's lying. And guess who? It's not the Lord.
Amen.
I don't need to say nothing else.
Uh-huh.
Okay, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He uh-huh. shall give thee desires of thy heart.
Amen.
So find your joy. You ain't got to go get high. Find your joy.
Amen.
I ain't say you can't drink nothing at all, because uh-huh. Mama said a little wine is good for your soul. Summer.
Uh-huh.
Did you pass?
It's not what you do, it's how much you do of it and how you do it.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm. Operation.
Because God made everything.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And everything He made is good. Good.
And very good.
Not only was it good, it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Eating is good for you. Eating is good for you. Eating is good to you. But eating is good to your sin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not what you're doing, it's how you're doing it.
How you
do it. Yes.
It was eating that brought sin in the world.
Amen.
And everybody in here, nobody in here can't say I don't eat.
That's right.
You're eating something that ain't nothing but somebody's word.
Amen.
You eating. So delight yourself in the Lord. and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Yes, yes.
Right. God will give it to you.
Yes, he will.
If you get find your pleasure in him,
mm-hmm.
God will give it to you.
Amen.
Commit that way to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stop doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And do what the Amen. Lord said do.
Amen.
Commit your way into the Lord.
To the Lord. Mm-hmm.
And trust also in him.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall bring it to pass.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
So if you do what the Lord said do.
Mm-hmm.
Commit your way to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Have the attitude that God said have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My Lord.
Have that spirit of love that God said you have.
Mm-hmm.
Do good.
Mm-hmm.
And God will bring it to pass.
Amen.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
He promised you it will come.
Mm-mm.
Whatever it is you desire,
yes,
you will
yes.
get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do you satisfy your need,
mm-hmm.
you satisfy the desires of your heart.
Yes, he will.
God will do that for you.
Yes,
so
he
why
will.
Are you worrying?
Mm-hmm.
You worrying because you didn't get it fast enough?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You got it fast mm-hmm. enough because God knows the best.
Amen.
Time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That fast.
Not a minute earlier, not a minute later.
Amen.
That's right.
It will come when God said come.
Amen.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. The deliverance will be there when God said so.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The sixth verse says, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light,
mm-hmm.
and the judgment
mm-hmm.
as the noonday. God, will you do those things that God said do?
Mm-hmm.
You bring your righteousness to light that everybody be able to see it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The goodness and the willingness of God in you.
My Lord.
It will come to pass.
Yes, it will.
And you'll get your just due.
Mm-hmm.
And that judgment as the noonday.
Mm.
Okay. Do all these things. Rest in the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Now he says, rest in him. That means you're going to lay back.
Mm-hmm.
And honor the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Kick your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you worrying because you're resting in the Lord.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Get your heels up. Get uh-huh. in that recliner. Let the Lord be your recliner.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I mean that one of the motorized recliners where you can put you in any position you want to be in.
Yes,
but
sir.
Get you rested.
Yes, sir.
Rest mm-hmm. in the Lord. Stop being anxious about what's going on.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That you can't do nothing about it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let the Lord handle it.
Yes.
Rest in him. I ain't got to go to about get up and go to no war today. God got my problem.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about this today. I'm going to rest in the Lord because God is handling it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in him.
Yes.
He will bring you out of your trouble.
Yes, he will.
He will deliver you out of your fears.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He will deliver you out of all your wants and your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He will do it for you if you stop mm-hmm. worrying about it and let the Lord have it.
Amen.
Okay. So you need to say to your problems, you ain't not my problem today.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You belong to the Lord. I cast my care to oh, yes. the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Okay. So rest in the Lord and wait patiently. See, we say we trust God. But we don't want to give him but one day.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
1 hour.
Yeah, 1 hour. We don't give him one to give him no time.
Amen.
We're going to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I asked the Lord to do this stuff, and he ain't done it yet, so he want me to do it. You're going to be Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. God sent things where you have the child by another way.
Mm-hmm.
Send him to her handmaiden.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the child got here, then she want to get rid of him.
That's what she asked for.
Tell it, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Teach you.
Rest in the Lord and wait for him.
Yes, sir.
Sarah got tired of waiting.
She sure did.
Okay. She got faster time than people were having babies in her day.
Mm-hmm.
So she just assumed that they were just too late for me.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us are fairer than they.
My Lord.
We figure it's been too late. Too long waiting.
Yeah.
I got to go do something about this.
Yeah. Amen.
No, you're going to cast that care to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And let him take care of that.
Yep.
The battle is not yours.
Amen.
You got to remember the battle is not yours. Whatever you're facing today is not yours.
Amen.
Okay. It's the Lord. He will take care of it. He can handle it better than I can.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So wait patiently for him.
Mm-hmm.
Be at peace. If you can make any noise, make a noise of praise.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Don't complain.
Amen.
See, we're waiting on the Lord, but we're complaining.
Amen. Yeah.
Hello.
And we don't need to be complaining because the Lord got it.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, he did
it. And he's going to make sure it happen when it's needed to happen at the best time.
Preach it, best. Preach it. Time.
God will handle it.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Trust him. Rest in him patiently.
Yes.
And don't worry about him that who prospers in his way.
Amen.
Don't worry about that person.
Mm-mm.
But we'll walk around talking about it.
Amen.
Amen. So
run them down to this person, that person, and the other person.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, you handling it and saying the Lord's handling it. No, you got it in your hand. And therefore, it takes a longer time for it to happen.
Amen.
For it come to pass because you won't let the Lord handle it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And God's not going to force his way on you.
Amen.
Mm-mm. He's not going to force his will on you.
Mm-mm.
He wants you to voluntarily let him have it.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to say, now you take your hand off, I got it. He's already told you his word, he got it.
Yeah,
all right, now.
And he's already told you his word, this is my battle, not yours.
Uh-huh.
But we got to know that anyway.
Amen.
And say, so, honey, I tell you what I would do if I was in the shoes. You're not in the shoes.
Amen.
You just need to stay in your own shoes. You can't wear one pair at a time.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now you either in your shoes or in somebody else's shoes.
Yeah.
And if you're in somebody else's shoes, you're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Amen.
Lord.
And you got to be who you are.
Yes, right.
God made you to be who you are and not to be somebody else.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If he want you to be somebody else, he will clone you.
Yes.
Amen.
Even twins that come one at a time.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Even when they do C-sections on it, they can't get but one out at a time.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So identical twins can't be one another.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. So stop trying to be who you're not. Mm-hmm. And be who God made you to be.
Amen.
Don't worry about that man who bring about wicked devices. God will take care of it.
Yes.
Amen.
Stop from being angry.
Amen.
Now the word tells you, be angry, don't sin not. Mm-hmm. You can't seem to do be angry and don't sin. So don't do it at all.
Amen.
Stop from being angry. And don't forsake wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Stop getting angry and stop getting revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about any wise to do evil. Do not worry. And don't think about doing evil to nobody. Okay. For evildoers shall be cut off.
Yes.
That's right, what the word said.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do it.
Amen.
Wait for the Lord, he'll do it for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But those that wait upon the Lord
shall renew their strength.
And shall inherit the earth.
Amen. Yes.
So you're going to get what's yours.
Amen.
Even do it, make out not what you think will be yours today.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get what's yours. One way or another, you shall have it because God's word is out there.
Yeah.
Amen.
His word will not return to him void.
That's right.
It will accomplish everything he prepared it to accomplish.
It will.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh.
So don't you worry.
Amen.
God's got it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
For yet a little while,
uh-huh.
and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt delight diligently, consider his place.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it shall not be.
Yes.
The wicked gonna be looking for a place, but he ain't have no place.
Amen.
Okay. He has it down here, but he won't have it up there.
Amen.
God will have it.
Amen.
Okay. And I think that's enough to feed on right now, and you might get choked if we give you too much.
Amen.
And we'll just have to pick up on this next week.
Amen, uh-huh. man. Good word.
Okay. Remember who got it?
God.
God. God. God. Whose problem is it?
God.
Whose battle is it?
God.
Who gets revenge?
God.
God got revenge.
Do we need revenge?
No.
No, you don't need no revenge. That's God's problem.
Yes.
You just need to be patient.
Amen.
And wait for the Lord.
Yes.
To take care.
Take too long, Pastor. Take too long.
Yeah. We want to hurry him, but you can't hurry him.
Yeah.
It's going to come when it comes.
Yes.
Pastor, we want to see it right now.
Yeah, we want to see it right now.
Yeah.
And then when we get it, we don't want it.
Amen. Show down.
Amen.
We just want it because somebody else wanted it.
Yeah.
That's envious.
Yes.
Amen.
You realize that that's envious?
Yes.
And you always tell the word, don't be envious of somebody else.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God will have it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Anybody believe that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know he will.
You really believe it?
Amen.
If you have let God have it, God is handling all your problems from this moment on. Give him a hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Thank you.
Anybody stirring?
No,
no.
No.
Hey, you got nothing to worry about.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to take care of your every problem.
Yes.
If you wait for him.
Amen.
Amen.
And delight yourself in him.
Yes, yes.
Everything will turn out okay. Okay.
Yes.
Amen. Bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Don't worry. Who has it?
God's got it.
You don't have to worry because God has got it. And what can't be done by God just can't be done.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let me say it this way. What can't be done by God does not exist.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So true.
So if it is this, God can handle it.
Yes. Amen.
And he will handle it right.
Amen. Right on. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
There be no little sins.
Uh-huh.
Be all tuckered in and done properly.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So if it got something that can't handle it, be handled by you, God can handle it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he can. Mm-hmm.
So don't do worry and don't you fret.
Mm-hmm.
God will take care of you.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, God.
Deacon Wilson said, thank you all for your continuous prayer for him.
Amen.
He's on his way to mending.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bishop Reddick came home from the hospital.
Amen.
God
be the glory.
And also in prayer.
God. Yeah.
And now the
Pastor, we have Mother Stella had a birthday yesterday.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let me thank
the big 7-0.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Sing it, Pastor.
Happy birthday, Mother Mitchell. Happy birthday to
Yeah, but that was nice.
That I'm glad you enjoyed it. I've been enjoying it all morning. I get my music going and I have a good time in here.
I know the feeling.
My praise and worship. I could just almost fly now after hearing my song, The Battle Is Not Yours, It's the Lord's.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No
pain. There it is.
Can't feel no heart.
All right, man, that's it.
He cannot heal.
Yes,
Myself, so you can't hear me sing because I had to sing. I couldn't not sing.
That's all right.
Dick and James.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
God be the glory.
Thank you, God.
Well, one day God will bless me with the voice and then I'll be able to let you hear me.
All right. Hold on, man.
It's coming.
All right.
Hold on, man. Dick and James, will you give us a closing prayer so that we continue the conversation?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the blessings you have stored. Thank you, Lord, for this day.
Yes.
Thank you for the service.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the pastor, Lord, this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, Word. Lord.
Well, God, we just ask you to keep us through this
keep
day.
Us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the God. Blessing that you see we stand in.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.